Hello there. Welcome to From A to Z. Today's episode's literally pretty much about everything. It's a whole wide range of topics. Heads up, it starts off with Better Call Saul Season 4. Light spoilers there. It's about just basically one episode that I was watching when I got a hold of Zach to record this episode. We dive into different topics that we have written down on a document we have between each other, that things we might dive into some more. There's a lot of shit going on in this one. It's all over the place, I'm going to be totally honest with you. We talk about our experience with Anchor and the Anchor app. It's actually kind of funny. You'll hear the little ping when it comes back online. I'll leave it at that. What else we got in this one? All or Nothing. I'm a big Eagles fan, and All or Nothing was about the Eagles this year. So I went over that a little bit. And then I have, and just again, full disclosure, I'm not sure if I cut that out of the podcast or not, but full disclosure, I pretty much stole this idea, I believe, from the Go Birds podcast. I might have tweaked a little bit of it, but an awesome proposal for the NFL and them to, one, increase games, make those games matter, and get rid of the games that don't matter. So, few other things in the conversation as well. A little update on the coronavirus kind of deal. What's going on with that bullshit? It's not really bullshit, but still a pain in our ass. So, hope you guys are ready for that. Thanks again for listening. Please like, share, subscribe. You know the drill. Every other fucking podcast tells you the same damn thing, okay? Hell, give us a 5-star review and just put in the comments, because you fucking told me so. Appreciate it. Peace.
No, there it is.
What's up?
How's it going?
Dude, Better Call Saul fucking hooks me in. Oh, shit. She's going for the kiss. Pause this. Oh, I'll come back. Damn, we're still 12 minutes left this episode. Oh, dude, no, it's fucking... God damn, this show's so good. You've seen Season 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm at the... I think it's episode... I got to rewatch like the last half of the season. But I'm on episode, I think, 7, where they're trying to get Hugh acquitted, I guess, is the word.
Yeah.
And just it's just the fucking circus they're going through to get this guy off, dude. Holy shit. Oh, it's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. Like, I was trying to figure out the hell he's doing the whole episode. I'm like, oh, what the hell? He's writing letters? Okay. And then the phones, like, oh. Dude, that's a good
show. Yeah, I know, right? That was so good. Once him figure out what they were actually doing, you're like, that's fucking brilliant.
He makes a whole fake website. Oh, shit. Yeah, that was funny. That was some funny shit. So, I can't wait to finish this season.
Yeah, by the time you finish it, you can probably watch the whole new season. All the episodes will be out.
How far are they on the new season?
It's probably like episode 4 or 5 by now. I haven't watched any of it, but yeah.
What do you have for today's episode, sir?
I was looking through your show notes, and I saw that you wrote "The Lottery is a Scam."
Yes, that was, I gotta do some more research on that, but yeah.
Why do you think it's a scam? Because I don't think so.
Oh, here we go. Oh, I'll get you up to the notes. Maybe not a scam, but a tax on the hopeful people, human condition,
casino. I think odds are astronomical. Like, realistically, you're never going to win it. But it's still real. There still is a chance. It preys on the human condition of hope that you're going to win it, you know? I mean, even you and I have talked about it before. It's great to think about what you'd do if you won the thing.
Yeah, I agree. And maybe the word scam, I mean, I should put that in quotation marks to make that a little more understanding there. Lotteries are typically, like, you'll find more places that sell lottery tickets, those kind of things, in poorer neighborhoods. And the odds of winning a state lottery are a shit ton worse than would be at a casino. Like, your odds are better for betting at casinos than it is for like a state lottery.
And I gotta do more research on that too, because I know there was my buddy did a research paper in college about lotteries, and it was quite interesting. I just don't have the research or in information in front of me now to actually go through it.
Right. It was like when I saw you wrote scam, like you just said, that maybe that's not the right word.
Right. Right. No, I think the way you phrase it is probably better. Is, you know, it definitely preys on the hopeful and the downtrodden, I think, in a way. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just usually you seem like where you can buy lottery tickets at, more likely those places are the same areas and neighborhoods where you're going to find payday loans and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like you said, it's people hoping they could make it big to change their life around. Like, you don't see rich people playing the lottery because they don't need it.
Right. Right. Yeah. They have, usually the rich people live, though, again.
They only get involved when it becomes a news story, when it's, you know, 600 million. Well, everyone's playing now. I guess I better get involved. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I think it's a mindset too and stuff. I mean, my oldest brother, dude, he fucking plays. Fuck, dude. Like my grandfather, my mom's dad, played the fucking lottery all the goddamn time, dude. I'm gonna tell you now, if they would have just invested the money they fucking spent on lotteries, they'd be millionaires. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah.
Like that's the difference in the mindset there. Hey, another thing I was looking up too. I was looking up doing like an episode about daylight savings, because I didn't realize it was daylight savings till Annie sent something to me on Saturday. And I was like, "Holy shit, already!" So I was like, "Man, we should do an episode on daylight savings." And then I started doing some research, and apparently it's a whole fucking like lock the clock movement thing. Like when Rubio from Florida was like trying to pass a bill finally in the Congress, saying just fucking put us on daylight savings time all the time, and I started digging into like Twitter and stuff on people. I didn't find anybody who was like, yeah, keep switching time. Everybody was like, I don't give a fuck. Just keep it standard to keep it daylight savings. I don't give a shit. Just stop changing the damn time.
All right. Yeah. But that's now when we lose an hour.
Right.
Check again, you know, in the fall when we gain one and everyone fucking loves it.
True.
That's why
let's do that. Maybe
it doesn't matter. We keep it or we get rid of it. Like, it takes a day to fucking get over it. The first day, oh no, I lost an hour of sleep. Boo hoo. Then you're used to it.
Yeah.
Same thing the other way. You're like, oh hooray, I gained an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
Like maybe this is the one people don't like when it goes forward an hour. Like I said, check Twitter again in the fall when it falls back. Everyone loves daylight savings time then.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll give us enough time to do some research into daylight savings and what all.
And I know, like, it's for farmers, right? That's why it was implemented, to give them more sunlight and daylight and whatever. Nowadays, it doesn't really matter anymore.
I was always told it's for like farmers as well, that kind of thing, and like the kids and stuff for school for more daylight and whatnot. The little bit of research I did so far actually ends up being, it was more for World War One to conserve energy.
But I mean, whatever it was, like by 2020, where we are now, whatever it started with probably doesn't matter anymore.
No, fuck no. It doesn't. No, not at all.
But it's also kind of it's kind of a tradition. So I'm either way. You could get rid of it or you could keep it. Like, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather say I'm gonna cut the difference, man. Just move up time 30 minutes to call it good.
I mean, like I said, to me, it takes a day or two to get used to the new time, and then you're fine. It doesn't matter. Like, oh no, yeah. It's lighter out for an hour now at night. Like, you get over that.
I wonder too, like you were saying, in the fall, if people would be like, oh yeah, you get an extra hour of sleep. I wonder too, like, for us, we're trying to get a more of a consistent schedule. Like, dude, I wake up even on the weekends. I'm up at fucking 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, to me, sleeping in is 7. If I sleep until 7 a.m., dude, that's sleeping in. That means the dog didn't get me up to go potty. Like, yeah, I'm out, you know? between my internal alarm clock and a fucking dog. I love you, dog. yeah, dude, I'm up, man. I'm just fucking up. Oh, another thing I threw on the ideas thought side was too the I was trying to look out for a classic N64, and Nintendo last year said they're not going to do one, but that was last year, and next year is the 25th anniversary, so I'm betting we're going to have a 64 classic next year.
I never had one, and I think the only N64 game I ever played was GoldenEye, so like, I don't really, I'm not going to, like, I remember you and I waited in line for the SNES classic. I'm not going to do that for the 64.
I'll buy you a fucking N64 classic, dude, okay? I love the N64. I know the controller was fucking funky and stuff, but, dude, there's some amazing games.
That's just it. Like, system. I know it was, like, it was groundbreaking and all that shit back then, but after playing, like, first-person shooters the way they are nowadays, like, GoldenEye probably sucks trying to go back and play it again now.
You know, it's funny. Pete, Matt, and I were playing GoldenEye when I went back to that wedding in October. We got to our buddy's barn. The TV was still on. The 64 still worked. He had to shake it a little bit, but we got the game to work. And we played GoldenEye, dude. It was still a ton of fun. I mean, it's choppy. It's like you said.
I'm sure you play with a group of friends and shit. It would be a great time, but just given the, you know, the controls nowadays, it would be like if they could release a remake where you put today's first person controls in with that game, it would be fun.
Yeah, y'all. I finished the All or Nothing for the Eagles finally. I lied to you. I didn't finish. I'm on the credits now of the show. I need to go back and watch the credits because there's a scene in there where you see the guys from the Go Birds podcast recording their show. Dude, their setup, damn. Like, I know they recorded at the WIP studios, so they have like a podcast room they do podcasts in. They have like a whole full-blown mix board. I'm going to send a picture of it to you to kind of get you an idea of like all that equipment they have is crazy.
Oh, speaking of that, I'm curious what kind of... it's been 11 minutes and Anchor hasn't crashed yet. This is kind of like a record seriously? For us so far.
Holy shit.
I probably jinxed it. It's going to crash in a couple seconds.
Probably. But that's definitely a record for the first round. Do you think Anchor will keep willing to sponsor them or both keep sponsoring us as we keep trashing them?
I don't think they really listen. Not until we have a good following anyway.
Yeah. And then we get an email saying cease and desist, giving us shit about our services.
No, because like once you did I fucking call that or what? They heard me praising them and they're like, nope, better fucking shut this down.
Anchor, the all-seeing eye.
But no, like I think I was in the middle of saying, like, when you have people want you to record ads, you're required to send them in after you record them. Like you can publish it right away, but you have to send them the recording of the ad you recorded, and then that's when they decide if they want to keep doing it or not.
I mean, I'm not sure who listens to you. I mean, I'm sure somebody from Anchor listens to the ad. I record it for them, which I want to redo that ad, by the way, and make it sound a little better. I want to type it out and record it better. But, which, by the way, you're going to hear that ad right now, people. That break is brought to you by @AdventureGin. You can check her out on Instagram @AdventureGin. But anyway, yeah, no, I don't know. It wasn't for crashing all the time. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, dude. I'm curious too. His other podcast, I think supposedly McAfee uses Anchor, which I find it hard to believe.
They started with it.
Oh, okay.
And I know, like Anchor, like I looked the other day. Anchor still advertises that like Heartland Radio uses it. I don't think they do anymore, but they started with it because I agree. Like to start off, it's a great app to start off and record, and it's just simple to edit on your phone and all that. You know,
right? Yeah, I agree. I agree.
It's when if you want to start getting more serious and you get more ad offers from other companies and you want to clean up the audio and stuff, that's where you want to start using better platforms. But like for where we are right now, Anchor's fine. Sure, it might crash every 10 minutes. It doesn't really affect us too much.
It still saves what we recorded.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like if it crashed and then didn't we save what we recorded, which actually that did happen to me yesterday while I was recording the Express episode for the Clone Wars series. It crashed on me for the one time and it didn't save anything for me. So, but I was only a minute in, so.
And I mean, it happens on other platforms too. Like I listen to Bill Burr's podcast and every couple of weeks he'll talk about how he's mad that he has to re-record a podcast because he was just talking for 2 hours and the thing didn't save. So it happens.
Yeah, you'd think kind of like you'd have a redundancy in place. Like you'd have like two things recording, you know? You don't know, you record to wherever you're recording to. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I lost you. you record to whatever you're recording to, and then like I don't know, have somebody else recording you as well, like your phone. I don't know. It sounds silly, but there's gonna be a way to back it up somehow. So, but anyway, the Eagles All or Nothing. That's what hell I was talking about. I recommend you watch it, dude. I wish the only thing I wish they would add it to the show was at the end, the very last episode. Josh McCown actually tore his hamstring off the bone in the game. And I wish that would have somebody else added in there. You could tell he was in pain during the game, but.
No, like, I knew that. I had heard that. I think you and I even talked about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't think it was mentioned in the show at all, you know. On top of all the other injuries, by the way, this guy is fucking 41 years old and playing with a fucking torn hamstring.
I mean, I said it sucks for the Eagles that Wentz got hurt, but I felt it good for McCown that he actually got to play in a playoff game.
Oh yeah, I wonder if he's gonna be back. I'm curious if he wants to play again.
Yeah, I don't have an Amazon Prime account, so if you want to give me yours, I'll definitely watch it. I know I love the Hard Knocks, and I've seen some All or Nothings in the past. And it's great to get that behind the scenes view into the league.
Oh. So the NFL wants to go to, what was it, a 17 game season?
Right? Yeah.
What are your thoughts on all this shenanigans? I mean, I'm pretty sure the players are pissed off about that.
Well, I think the players, the ones who, all right, so like from what I see, like 3/5 of the players are on the minimum salary if you look at the total players in the league.
Uh-huh.
And by this new CBA, they would get more money, and I think they would gladly do it.
Right.
But because they're on the lower end of the salary, they're not the ones that you see on social media or TV or whatever. It's the higher players that talk about how they think it's a bad CBA. But those players are already set for life because they're making $15, $20 million
a year. Right.
Like the CBA affects the lesser players more than the higher salaried players.
What is the league minimum right now? Do you know?
I don't. It's probably like 600, 700,000, whatever.
Right.
But if you were the average length of a player in the NFL is only 3 to 4 years. So this increase in revenue sharing would affect a lot more players and would give them more money.
I see what you're getting at there.
And also I think like the NFL players love to make it seem like it's such a big deal to play one more game.
Right.
Like hockey players play 82 games in a regular season. You play 3 or 4 games a week.
Right.
And to me, it's like hockey is not that much less physical than the NFL is.
Right.
So all these players complaining, oh, we're going to be worn down so much for playing one more game. You get a whole week to play one more game, and it's still only 17 total. Where hockey is 82 in a regular season.
Right.
Let alone in the playoffs, you've got to win what? You've got to win four-game series. You got to win 16 games to win a championship. In the NFL, you only got to win three or four, depending on if you got a bye.
Right. Yeah, you're playing a total of, what, 20 games?
Yeah.
If you win.
Like, I don't think hockey players get enough credit for how tough they are playing that many games a season. Especially when you see these NFL players complaining, oh, no, we have to play one more regular season week. Look how much it's going to destroy our bodies. Like, hockey's a physical game.
Yeah, dude, they get their asses kicked, man.
Yeah, and they're playing three or four times a week.
I hear you. You know, I think the big difference is NFL is so popular, it brings in so much more money. That's what it is.
And I mean, I get it varies by position. Like, if you're an O lineman or D lineman, you're definitely getting more beat up than a skill position, but still.
Yeah. Speaking of hockey, what are you listening to in the background there?
I've got the Capitals Sabres game on TV.
How's that going?
It's tied at 2-2. Buffalo was up 2-0. Washington scored 2 goals in the third, so it's a good game.
How much time's left?
2 minutes.
Oh, nice.
And have you? You should be paying attention to the Flyers. They've won 9 in a row.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
The NHL record is 12, I think. Like, the Flyers are on fucking fire right now.
Dude, they're fucking hot. The NHL record's 12?
I think 12 in a row, like, all outright wins is 12 in a row.
Fuck, we'll lose tonight.
Like, I think you're tied for the Capitals now for the lead in the division. And that's the game I'm watching is the Capitals.
Oh, shit. Hope we lose.
And they're playing the Sabres, which have a losing record. So, like, the Caps should win, but the Sabres have put up a good fight. Like this is a great time to start watching hockey if you haven't. Like, fight for the playoffs.
Right.
It's a Stanley Cup playoff start in a month. Like, it's good
this
TV.
Yeah, this is September. Yeah, this is the September baseball time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's one thing right. I need to get on. Give the NFL is they only play 16, soon to be 17 weeks. Like, maybe each game matters more. For sure.
Right. So I got a proposal, and full disclosure, I stole this idea either completely or partially. I don't remember anymore because it's been so long since I heard it. I believe from John Bartrude from Go Birds. I believe. Okay. I stole this from somebody, man, and I'll give you credit. So, and maybe I'm adapting a little bit. I'm not sure. Okay. What do you think of this? You eliminate the preseason. Right. Instead of having a preseason, okay, you play 3 additional games, right? Those 3 additional games, you play against your division. They're the first 3 weeks of the season. Okay. Week 4 is a bye. And you have the 90-man roster for those first 3 games. Week 4, that bye, it's cut season. You're down to 53 or make it 57, whatever. Maybe increase the roster a couple of people just because you have a longer
season. So basically, you're turning the preseason into meaningful games.
Basically, I mean, meaningful division games, dude. Because right now you only play your division opponents one time each. So if you have a tie going into the end of the season right now, it comes down then to your conference record, like opponent's record, all that kind of shit. If you play 3 games against your division, you just have to rotate who gets a home field advantage, you know, year in, year out kind of stuff. That settles that dispute right there. So if you're tied with, you know, let's say you and the Raiders are tied for, you know, the record, you're both, what would it be, I don't know, 12-7, right? Because you're playing 19 games. But the Broncos beat the Raiders twice. Fuck, Broncos are on top.
Not in a trillion years would that ever happen.
You don't think so?
I mean, it might be a good idea, but we're having this much backlash over adding a 17th game.
But I'm saying this, but look, you have 9 players, dude, okay? Not everybody has to play all those games. Like, that's another thing, too. Do you play everybody? Do you not play everybody?
Yeah,
like,
but you know, the game these guys out. You're only going to play your best 22 plus the special teams.
But how do you determine those other 40 players if they're going to be on your team or not?
There's so much controversy and backlash between the two sides over adding one more game. There's no way they would add that many more and eliminate the preseason. It'll never happen.
It would make that extra month of football so much more worth it.
Thinking about it, it might be worth it because every game you watch would be a meaningful game, but the players would never agree to that. Never.
I know. Hopes and dreams, man.
Somehow they got 80% revenue share or whatever, but the owners would never agree to that. So there's no way that would ever happen.
Right.
It's great to think that every football NFL game we watched was meaningful and meant something. No.
Right.
Like there's going to be preseason. I mean, there's preseason in every sport. Hockey has a preseason. NBA, baseball's got spring training. There's going to be a spring. There's going to be a preseason. There's no way you're going to eliminate that and make those games that count. Even if you doubled, tripled the roster, if those games count, you're just going to play your best players anyway.
Yeah. I got you.
Unless they implemented some rule where you're only allowed to play each player 11 games. So, okay, we've got a 20-game season. Each player can only play 11 of them. But neither side would ever agree to that, you know? That would be the way to make that work, is to limit how many games each player could play. So you have to put other people in, and you'd have to, you know, introduce a strategy element, like, okay, we can only use our best quarterback for 11 of these 20 games we play, but neither side would ever agree to that.
So did you mention that before, or someone else mentioned that to me?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know. No, I don't.
Because I think someone else mentioned that to me too, somewhere like where you do that, like where, you know, even like now, the 17 or 16 game season or 17 game season, whatever it's going to be. Like, yeah, you get 15, everybody can play 15 games. That's it, except for playoffs. But, you know, that's it. So, do you play your backup quarterback the first 2 weeks? Do you like.
And I mean, yeah, as fans, we could get behind that because that sounds interesting, but I don't think the players or the owners would ever agree to that.
I don't think so either. Yeah, my idea was, again, like, everybody was on the bye. Week 4 is an automatic bye for everybody. Go from there. What you making?
Yeah, the TV networks wouldn't agree to having a bye of all teams in the middle of the week. They'd lose money.
Well, I mean, it's 1 week of football that, you know, you're not playing football, but it's a week that, you know, every fucking team's on TV or the NFL network and stuff. You're trying to see who's cutting
who. I mean, if they thought that was a good idea, we'd already have it. Like, week 8 or 9, we would have an off week in the NFL where everyone had a bye. It would already be a thing if it was financially plausible.
Well, the difference with this buy would be, again, they're going from a 90-man roster to the 53. So you'd be seeing all the trades and shit.
I still don't think it would work because since the game's counted, you'd already be playing the 53 you were going to use anyway.
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. If you have a 90-man active roster, you test guys out, guys in there.
I know Carson Wentz can't stay healthy.
Only the first three games.
So you have to test out quarterbacks. So maybe that makes sense for him.
Absolutely. And we know nobody, and you know nobody can catch on the Eagles either. So you got to fucking get more, a lot of receivers out there to see who actually has hands. Instead of throwing football, start throwing some babies and see who catches it.
So, I mean, like, it's a great idea on paper, but I just, neither side would ever agree to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. This reminds me of that guy who fucking was giving Aguilar shit after that one game where he missed a fucking catch against the Seahawks. Like, yeah, we're outside.
And we were tossing catching babies out the way.
I'm catching them, unlike Aguilar. Oh man! Oh, they mentioned that in that All or Nothing show. Oh, they brought that up. That was funny. Oh yeah, they show the interview and stuff too. It's fucking hilarious. Oh yeah, he's not gonna be on the team next year. That's for sure.
Podcast right now, get famous, right?
Fuck, I don't blame him.
All right, you got to try some of this hot sauce I have when it comes to Taco Bell.
The hot sauce you have there? Oh, I'll try it, dude.
I've got some good ones, and I mean, they're tasty, but you're also gonna feel it.
Yeah, well, that's my thing is I like hot sauce, but I hate like my mouth feeling fucking raging fire for 2 hours, and then my asshole burning after I take a shit.
No, there's a store about, you know, like 2 miles down the street that I can tell they watch Hot Ones, the same show that I watch, because all the sauces they have are the ones from the show.
Makes sense. I mean, why not?
I mean, last time I was there, I grabbed a couple, and when I got up to the register, the cashier was like, "Do you watch Hot Ones?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's why I'm here. Because I want to buy the sauces from the show. That's exactly why I'm here."
I'll try them out. I want to die as well.
Questions, comments, concerns? Send us a tweet at A to Z Prods. That's AtoZedProds. Let us know what you'd like to hear on the next podcast. That's at A to Z Prods.
I have a hot question for you that they were talking about on McAfee's podcast this week.
What do you got?
When it comes to chicken wings, drums or flats?
Oh, flats.
No, it's drums. Come on.
No, dude.
Flats are too much work.
What are you talking about?
It's two bones. I gotta break them apart and work to get the meat in.